Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Cancer outcomes are at risk of going backwards. That's the stark warning to the Taoiseach from a group of the country's leading experts. Now, in a letter to Simon Harris, 21 doctors and researchers have warned of the threat to the country's cancer services and demanded investment for the National Cancer Strategy. Professor Janice Walsh, consultant medical oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital, is one of the signatories on that letter and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Janice.
Morning, Claire.
So I think people will be surprised to hear this because I would imagine that the belief is that we're making progress on cancer care in this country. Can you just paint a picture of what it is really like here at the moment and how we arrived at the point where you felt you needed to sign this letter?
Well, I suppose there's no question that we have made massive strides in terms of since we started to initiate our various cancer strategy reports. And as you know, this was the third one, is the one we were talking about and the lack of resourcing. You know, our first one was back in 1996, and at that time it had an objective of improving death rates in our under 65-year-old patients. And then in 2006, we had a second one where we had the establishment of the National Cancer Control Programme, which would ensure the development of cancer services that would be equal for all parts of the country. And that led to the establishment of the specialist cancer centres. We were very excited, and as we looked into the future, our cancer strategy, which was the one that was chaired by John Kennedy, stretched over 2017 to 2026. And the pillars of that report were to, one, invest in cancer prevention, because that's really the only cost-effective way of managing cancer incidents. Two, if we have to get cancer, well, let's find it early. Number three, if we do find cancer, let's give it the best treatment we have. And then four, let's look after our survivors. And I suppose what our expectation was on the basis of that report is that we would have significant ring-fenced funding from the budget to achieve those goals. And I suppose the reality for those of us working in cancer care at the moment is very, very different.
Well, it sounds as though you and your colleagues are very frustrated, and you're frustrated on behalf of patients, some of whom also sound like they're frustrated waiting for scans, for diagnosis. The drug approval is taking a long time. Take us through some of those issues, Janice.
Yeah, so I think our day to day at this point, Claire, is that we spend a lot of our day fighting for scans to be completed in a timely fashion so that we can stage our patients who have new cancers. We then are, for patients, let's say, who come into my service who already have a cancer diagnosis, we are spending huge quantities of our time sending emails to try and get scans to assess the disease response to treatments. Then for patients who are diagnosed, we're trying to get them entered into our day ward for treatment, whether that be radiation therapy or medical oncology treatment. So that's biological treatments, chemotherapy. We're trying to get theatre spots to get patients operated on. And then we also are the nearly bottom of the league table in terms of drug approval. So we have very little access to many drugs which will either cure patients or prolong life. So the net result of that is extremely frustrated doctors, but more importantly, a lot of angry and frustrated patients.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very different to what we generally hear. Once you get into the system, you're very well looked after. Are you saying that there is a delay in the system now? If somebody presents at one of your clinics, they know there's something wrong, you know there's something wrong, but they can be waiting to get on the road to treatment.
Exactly. And that is just the net result of lack of resources over time.
What are the survival rates here? Because we always have heard that they are improving. Is there an issue?
And the great news is that they have been. I mean, it's hard to believe that, you know, 20 years ago, our five-year survival for cancer was about 44%. And at our last review, when you take all cancers into consideration, we're at about 65%. But we need to be going up, up, up. Like right now, with the last evaluation we had, we were about 13 out of 27 European countries. We're third worst in terms of outcomes when you think about Western European countries. So we've always been kind of middle of the league table. But the problem is that everyone has moved up with us on the basis of access to resources and access to drugs. And as our access to drugs have slipped, then there's no question that it's hard to imagine with that impact, lack of resources, and what we've endured through COVID, it's very hard to see that we're going to make any improvement in survival rates as we wait for data coming out at the next review.
So is your fear then that we have stagnated when it comes to survival rates?
Or even gone, you know, there's a possibility that we may have regressed, that it may have gone down. So, I mean, as you know, Avril Power was in CEO of the Irish Cancer Society with the Health Committee last week, just again highlighting these issues. We're really concerned that we are going to take away some of the progress that we've made.
Mm-hmm. The Taoiseach was asked about this in the Dáil last week, and he talked about the investment. He said it was very significant in cancer service, specifically over the past year, 4 years, 7.7 billion euro extra provided to the HSE compared with 2019. Now, in the context of those numbers, what exactly needs to happen in your view?
Well, we need to have ring-fenced funding specifically for cancer services. And we have an ageing population with people with complex needs. Now, the wonderful thing is life expectancy is increasing. But cancer is a disease of increasing age. And as a result of that, we are going to be dealing with an upward trajectory in terms of the needs of cancer patients. And they've become much more complex. So in the last two budgets, we have not received the increased funding that was requested. We got no additional money for drugs. As I said, we are poor in terms of our drug approval process, and we need a significant root branch review of cancer services within the country at the moment to ensure that all areas are being addressed. Because it's not that just drug approval in itself is going to make a difference. We need more beds. We need protected pathways for our cancer patients. We need to have access to better laboratory technologies. Right now, we're outsourcing a lot of our stuff because we don't have space for machines. So very often we are wasting money doing things that could be done in-house. We need more scanners. We're obviously working on staff at the moment. It would be wrong to say that there hasn't been money allocated. I mean, there definitely has been improvements. The issue is there isn't enough being allocated and ring-fenced to ensure that we have protection going into the future.
Would you say that patients are shocked when they're told they may have to wait for diagnostic scans, for tests to check if the treatment they've had is working, and for drug treatments?
Well, we're shocked. So I can only imagine how shocked they are. I mean, it's so anxiety-inducing. And, you know, we've come out of COVID, so health anxiety is very high already. And when you are told that, let's say, you have a nodule in your lung and we don't really know what it is, it may be nothing, but we have to go and organise whether it be a CT-guided lung biopsy or a test called a bronchoscopy to look down into the lung, and people are being told that they may have to wait 2, 3, 4 weeks to have that completed. I mean, you can imagine the amount of anxiety that induces. So it also doesn't help our working day, because many of our nurses, who are really the front line of dealing with a lot of the anxieties of the patients, are encountering a lot of aggression. So it's you know, incumbent upon all of us to try and work together to try and get increased resources allocated to make this process better. And that was the plan. You know, when this report was launched, and through a lot of work through that committee, the Cancer Strategy Committee chaired by John Kennedy, you know, there was a pledge for increased funding. And we need that to happen. And we need a ring fence that it only goes to cancer.
And I wonder how long before, let's say, that money, you know, if there was somebody who flicked a switch in the morning and that money was given to you and ring fenced, how long would it take to make an impact on all of these issues that you've outlined?
Well, we certainly have a plenty long list to give them to get them started.
Professor Janice Walsh, Consultant Medical Oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Claire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.